Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Peace of Mind Makers podcast. I want to jump right into this next topic, episode 16 we are on now, and I just talked about the Birch Moon, which is the current lunar cycle that we are wrapping up, and we are about to begin the topic that I am also about to begin, which is the Rowan Moon. And we also have Imbolc, which I'm not really going to get into during this episode, although I just did want to mention it because it's the recognition of the halfway point between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. So we're halfway through winter, and honestly, for me, that doesn't really feel like much to celebrate because it feels like we're really right in the thick of it. And so that's kind of what I wanted to focus on a little bit. And I kind of want to take a little bit of a new direction from what I normally focus on, which is the connection to nature, which is super important. Still my main inspiration and motivation for doing these ritual practices, but I think it would just be kind of, you know, a loss to not address the fact that we still live in a very virtual, digital, technologically focused world. You know, as much as I want to escape out to the woods, here I am doing a podcast and spending most of my hours looking at a screen. And that's just the reality most people live currently. So we can kind of talk about that and use that to our advantage and kind of draw parallels, to the qualities that already exist during this time of year, and we can line it all up. And that's the whole point of kind of embracing these cycles. So I was looking at my notes from last year on the Rowan Moon, and the qualities I had focused on were vision, visualization, is more like it, I think, but, you know, if you have visions, that's great. I think more people just maybe resonate with visualizing, envisioning, whatever you want to call it. Spirituality, astral travel, honestly something that I have avoided, and that's kind of why I decided to take a turn and focus on the technology side of things. So we'll get to that. But another quality we have is healing and also personal empowerment. And I think a lot of these qualities do parallel with the Birch Moon that I just talked about. You know, we have empowerment and healing, which kind of parallel to the creativity and purification. You know, if you can set the tone the beginning of the year with purifying, clearing your space, and then you know, taking a creative initiative and using your intuition, getting in touch with your inner voice and all that good stuff, then you'll be in a good position for this time, this cycle, the Rowan Moon, where you can take advantage of really kicking into gear with your visualization, making it even more potent than it was before, because now you're really focused. You spent Capricorn season and the peak of the Birch Moon, you know, really getting your projects initiated and different things set in motion, or maybe just things in your mind aligning and being organized. organized and ready to go, and now you're really able to focus. So that's the goal. And it's never too late to start. You don't have to wait until next year to do this.
My dream supporter.
You know what? We're gonna roll with it. That was my speaker shutting off because of inactivity. But I like where I'm going with this episode, so I'm not gonna cut it. Anyway, let's not lose my train of thought. So, we are moving into this new cycle, and although I'm not doing my full moon ritual for a couple of weeks with the Rowan moon, and that'll be right at the end of Aquarius season, I wanted to use the inspiration of Aquarius as well for what I want to focus on in this episode about the Rowan moon in this time of year, because we are right in the middle of Aquarius season now. And the qualities associated with Aquarius are aligned pretty well with these topics. Astral travel, maybe not specifically, but I think a lot of people kind of see Aquarius as a little out there in a different world sometimes, from a different world maybe. But I think that's a good thing. They're like a breath of fresh air, which is, a tribute to them being an air sign. And just being able to, communicate and relate to people really well, but like from a very different, unique standpoint that people are not used to and they find refreshing. And that's why, they're represented by a water bearer. Give me a nice little refreshing drink there when you're thirsty for something new. And so they are also associated with technology. Aquarius is the sign that is the ruler of technology. So that's why I was kind of focusing on that for this episode. And so where am I going with this? Well, I've always been a little wary of like the idea of astral travel because I'm like, I feel like I'm gonna get lost. Like my mind is just gonna like, I'm gonna lose control or something. But then I was thinking, gosh, I spend so many hours, an embarrassing, honestly, amount of hours scrolling through social media, looking at screens, just like binge watching things. There's nothing wrong with any of this, but like it is kind of like zoning out and at times kind of like relinquishing control over your brain a little bit and you're kind of surrendering. And this isn't inherently a bad thing. It's just like kind of clicked for me, like, wow, I already do this actually a lot, but in the form of or like through technology. And so I think that's something that we can recognize, all of us maybe, and harness that as being a little bit more intentional with your time for that reason, because you can really do some pretty incredible things through technology, really creative, innovative things, and healing also. I mean, Instagram, as much as I can get sucked into it and feel like, oh man, I've just spent so many hours. TikTok, whatever, pick your poison. But I have found communities through there and connected with people. Connection is healing. So, there's a lot of potential for growth also, and I feel like that's the main point with astral travel is expansion and growth. And like technology lines up with that perfectly. So we don't have to totally reject, these modern things. They still align with these primal qualities, in my opinion. And I just thought that was an interesting take that I don't really hear too often. Don't know if I've heard it before, honestly. I'm sure somebody has talked about it, but I also wanted to just, mention all that time that you might have felt like sucked in, the unintentional scrolling or, what have you. You don't have to let that stop you from exploring the potential that's still out there. And whatever time you've like sunk into something should not dictate what you spend your time on going forward. You can always clarify your intentions, start new. That's why I like following the lunar cycles, because every couple of weeks you have, a new moon or full moon and different opportunities, different energies, and goes on and on. And I think that, the more you just embrace the tools that you have at your disposal, the more just confident you feel in your abilities, and just the more you will be in tune with what it is that is actually healthy for you. If you look at it that way, if you're just kind of taking it all for granted and just like picking the phone up because it's there and looking at it and not really sure what you're wanting and where you're going and you're kind of aimless, then it's not really going to take you anywhere. But it can be a very valuable tool, and doesn't always need to be monetized either. So, like I said, finding community and finding healing and just being creative. Those are all great things that we can use our visualization and bring things to life in a different kind of space with technology. And can even use that as practice if you're kind of nervous about doing things in real life first. So, yeah. I could go on, but I think that wraps up what I wanted to discuss for the Rowan Moon pretty well. A little bit of a different vibe to this episode. But yeah, doing things differently is very Aquarius. So, with that being said, I am going to be talking about Aquarius in the next episode. So, check that out if you like. And for right now, I appreciate you guys listening, and I will talk to you soon.